To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You want to do the roll call, please? And then Ella?
Yes.
Want to do the roll call, please? Call everybody to take attendance. How do you say that? Okay.
Okay, so I don't have.
All right. Okay, just a second. Okay, I gave you. I put your stuff up there.
No, I only have the agenda and
If you look on the last month's here, we have a list.
Here.
We should have meeting started at 6:30.
Here, sir.
Trustee Severs.
Present.
Trustee Brown.
Here.
Trustee Allardyce.
Here.
Allardyce.
All right, and then we have who? We have Steve on Zoom along with Tom.
We have Steve, and there's somebody who identified it as iPhone.
Okay.
I don't know their identity beyond that.
Okay.
All right. That's right.
Okay, and then we'll have the Historical Society give their names for you. Okay. Identify yourself, please.
Jeanette Mains. Lydia Cusa. Evelyn Stelmisha.
And Paul and Heidi are from Pug Hill. All righty. We have two sets of minutes there, and then the top got cut off the one. So that was a special meeting we had on May 25th.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And motion to accept the minutes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Okay.
I second that motion.
All righty. All right. One thing we got in communications this month is
all in favor.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Scott. All righty. Got something from Bill Scriver saying that Oswego County has approved the project, the Maravito project. I guess it's kind of slow going. They're expanding the Maravito.
So. Oh, down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking over the neighbor's lot and
yeah.
putting in a that's really it. Big Maravito, right?
Yep, that's correct.
More coffee. Just like them for their grass.
That's all I have in the way of communications. And of course, David Holst is not here. Do you have anybody from the Cameron Group yet?
Somebody should check on him, make sure he's okay.
Who owned our lot on Mill Street?
Jim.
Jim did it?
Yeah. Oh.
That's one.
Nobody from Cameron Group?
Wow, this one's thick. He said Tom's on there.
I thought he was. He said he was going to be. Maybe he forgot the meeting. Remember last month? They thought it didn't start till later. Well, I guess we won't.
I know. I just realized we got to change the website. I brought it up in the fall.
All right.
I tried to post something, but I didn't think about it till I got home. Right. I was eating dinner, so it's kind of late already.
Yes, oh, the village website still has the
old. Yeah, it still says 7. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, Bill, I guess you're up. Well,
perfect. For the month of May, 10 building permits, 32 permits year to date, 9 violations removed, 10 selected violations, 31 violations year to date, 1 fine. Permit fees, 13 victims.
All right.
Thank you.
Motion to approve and second.
I make a motion to approve Williams' report.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All righty, Paul.
All right. We're ready. I have the pleasure tonight of introducing my newest associate, Heidi Tompkins. My associates are basically contractors that help me with meeting coverage. So if there's a night and there's more than one of them in a month that I have more than one meeting, I can send it and I can send an associate to cover the whole meeting. Whereas before I would have to start out at one and then half of it and go to the other one and then the other half. Or sometimes if there are just too many meetings and I find out this meeting I couldn't cover, I'd have to contact them later to now we have Heidi, and I have Vern Sundet from us know as well.
Okay.
I've got people I can call on to help me with meeting coverage. So I'm introducing Heidi tonight, and when you see Heidi in the future, it may very well be because I'm somewhere else.
All righty.
So this is Heidi, and I'm going to have Heidi present my report, and I have one other thing to add after that.
All righty. Awesome.
Hi, all. As Paul said, nice to meet you all, and I'm looking forward to working with you guys. As part of the New York State Tugboat Commission 50th anniversary celebration, we are seeking nominations for the Tugboat Sages. Since 1983, the distinction of the Tugboat Sage has been bestowed upon local individuals who have demonstrated a lifelong commitment to the region through leadership, civic involvement, and community service. Our individuals who have otherwise directly contributed to improving the quality of life for those on the Hill. Sages also have a deep knowledge of the Tug Hill region's heritage, culture, and environment. To date, there are 36 individuals that have been recognized for their contributions to this region. The commission will be accepting nomination forms from June 1st to August 15th. We have copies of the nomination form for you guys if you would like them. The newest round of Tug Hill Sages will be selected in September and announced at the committee's 50th anniversary, which will be held on October 19th at the Tailwater Lodge. A nomination form, detailed nomination guidelines, and pictures with backgrounds are all on our website. If you have any questions about that, let us know. And then the Tug Hill Commission is in the process of tallying the responses to the every 5-year survey of our municipal local leaders. I'll let you know the results when they're available, and thank you everyone who has responded to that.
Right. Well, congratulations on your recent marriage.
Thank you.
And the two things I have to add to that is I gave you a copy of the actual Sages on the flip side as the bio, because people were asking me, what kind of people are Tug Hill Sages? Like, what are they? What are they? And but you know who's already been awarded as a Tug Hill Sage? And I give some of those are people that struggle people.
I recognize the question.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll mention is I was able to set up an additional email address for the newest trustee. So he's on board with having a Hampton Village of Prairie Desk in my .us email as well. That's it.
All righty.
Awesome. Thank you both.
Okay. New motion to accept and second.
I make a motion to accept the report.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so we'll have the Historical Society up next. We had some questions to ask us. And
grants, one to the Scheinemann Foundation,
I was going to go through the state.
This one to the state. There's another one. And we've been put in for them. It's very tedious process, but the approval takes quite a long time.
Yes.
I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're arrested.
You started that process of filling the paperwork out.
We have the time, yeah.
Right in your teeth.
Yeah, when I spoke to the girl, she said we had to make sure all of your I's were dotted. Right now. And homelessness. The front burner topics that we've been. But she thinks that the story is a very good one. And she's all for that. So she said, you know, so try.
Absolutely. Excellent. I did have a question, too. I'm not sure if anyone is familiar with the historical district and getting that. Is that something that the historical society would be able to do, or is that something that the village would
Bridget take over? Talked to a man, and she has been under the weather, but she's got the name of the new man that's taken over, and she's getting in contact with him. So that's what they said.
Because I had assumed that we already had a historical. This is a really old town, and you know, some of these buildings have been around so long.
I would assume we have to go through the State Office of Parks, Recreation.
Yep, and yep. That's the grant I was looking
for. Like yeah, yep. That would help.
And how do you get that out?
I have a couple of names and numbers that I thought I would start looking into getting it, because I went to a presentation a couple weeks ago. Sorry, Gordon, I didn't mean to talk over you. So, but I thought I would help you out with that. Now, you know, the gentleman came to see us, Jack and I, last week. And he's just still not offering us enough money.
The private party.
Yeah. Yes.
He upped his bid.
He did up his bid to $25,000.
Exactly.
Exactly. Still not in the ballpark. Exactly. So, and we did ask him if he would entertain the idea of letting you guys have part of that, and he said no, he couldn't do it because of the nature of his business.
What is the nature of his business?
That's Jack.
Well, he's got a dairy farm, right?
Well, for a year and a half, he's been creating a financial company. It's called a fiduciary agent. So you connect and, you know, improve the funding, this and that. I have one that I use for my son's program. Not a lot of depth, of course, didn't check any financials. Doesn't have it done in Bradstreet because it's too new. So there's not much history or records there. Now, I had one thought, and I'm not making this a proposal yet, but thinking, well, of course, you know, like my concern's been all along, whatever the expenses for the taxpayer. And I heard, I guess, through the grapevine that, like out of the, 321 taxpayers or something like that, or 221 households I know on the sewer system.
Yeah, 241 tax parcels for the.
What would help? And I heard that maybe the Historical Society has offered to do this, is if we had a petition that basically signed by 115 people that said they're willing,
right.
Then that certainly makes it easier. But I was thinking of, and again, I'm not making this a formal proposal, I'm throwing it on the table so everybody can pick it apart, is what if we had and of course, with our lawyer here, whether we can legally do this, but we did a pay-as-you-go lease, or pay-as-you-can lease for the bank building. It'd be like an annual renewable. But then the pay-as-you-go on the condition that you set up a Patreon account and a GoFundMe page. And the idea is for instance, I mean, the most negative to the taxpayer is you don't get any funds in, but you're still there, the rent. Like, in other words, you're not forced or evicted because you ended up being short. At the same token, though, it shows good faith to the taxpayers that you're actually pursuing funding, and then that funding would be turnover. I know you do other things, other fundraisers, but the point is to show in good faith that you will try to recoup the town, but then I guess it's our village or whatever and our historic and our everything. You know, we like the building. So I don't know. So I just kind of, that's kind of loosely worded, but that is, but I just thought of a pay as you can lease, but with the good faith that you're going to raise funding. And if you get it, you'll, you know, go ahead and compensate what the costs are. So now tear it apart.
It was a big paragraph. A lot there.
Would we have to pay rent every month, or not rent, the lights and the fuel, the heat?
That would be the things that we'd have to, that's the gritty we'd have to talk about, whether, in other words, whether it's an all-inclusive lease, and those are the things that would have to be decided as a group, or whether we just make the whole, like you get it, like everything's covered with the pay as you go. I mean, obviously you would like that, but again, that would help with the survey. If the survey comes back on 115 people, I'd say that, you know, I don't mind if I pay an extra $50 or $100 a year or something like that in the village taxes. I mean, then that kind of solves that issue. That would help us sway whether it's an all-inclusive lease or whether there'd have to be still some parameters. And of course, there'd be other little, and all the fine print things about, like, maybe maintaining it open so many hours to the public during, you know, this, you know, like from this month to that month, et cetera, et cetera. So all those little details would have to be worked out specifically, but that'd be a thing that, you know, like a working group of yours and some of us get together and we just say yes or no, and we debate each thing and then write it down.
Okay, what do you guys think of that?
That sounds possibly doable for us. Okay. I'm getting a petition. Is that per household, or like, say there's two people that can vote in a house?
Well, that's why I was trying to go through. And like, in other words, it's really per taxpayer. But like a household, I don't know, Kevin maybe could help me think that through. The idea is anybody that has to pay more money out of their pocket in taxes, and I don't know what's the best way to address them or qualify. Well,
the problem with that is even renters have to pay more in the end. It doesn't go
on there. Also, the idea
of rent goes up when you raise taxes. So yeah, it's hard to like disclude renters and things like that from things like, because it still affects
them. So maybe
you got to say voters.
Yeah.
Or you can say citizens of the village, and then it could be, and then you can have a column that says taxpayer and not a taxpayer, or something. I mean, I don't know.
Voting eligible citizens,
property owner or non-property.
See, what I'd like to have eventually, which we don't have, is, for instance, all the taxpayers, and have like a messaging system. In other words, is like if we had everybody's text message and just send a text out, would you be considered this, and you can go through, like, we don't have any kind of qualifying or called network, so the only thing is petition door to door. The thing is that so the answer to your question is I don't know. The idea is that we're trying to find out if everybody, you know, like concedes or not concedes, but takes and goes for it. Like, in other words, I'm willing to pay more, you know, slightly more, not a lot more.
Yeah.
How many people are, or how many people are going to be really negative if you can't,
well, it would be easier. It would be nice to have something on the main street that's not an empty building,
right.
You know,
but there's several options that we're talking about, whether we're going to burden the taxpayer and how much to take and give that to where we'd love to give it to is the Historic Society. And so we're just trying to find out, you know.
Keep in mind that the village budget is constrained by either the 2% tax cap or a gross levies factor, depending on what year and what, you know, what the rate of inflation is for our upcoming budget.
I'd always figured you'd find the money. Yeah, well, I have a lot of confidence you, Kevin.
That's the constraining factor on our budget.
Right.
Unless you guys.
But that's why I said.
As the board would have to vote to override that tax cap rule, which means we need then replacing putting in place a local law saying you are overriding.
Okay, but so to understand that, we're at the 2.2% already, and you could go to 5% without us having to change anything, right? So basically,
you have to vote if.
Like, what's the, in other words, is that there's an extra 3% of margin. If, in other words, if everybody's willing to pay 1% more, well, does that affect what you're saying?
I deal with the comptroller's regulations. It's either 2% or a growth levy factor, whatever they're setting based on the inflation factor for the, our upcoming budget year. And they published that, I think I can get to it in December because of our budget year coming up in December, January, I can get to, because that's when we start our budget workshops. So that's what the village budget is constrained by. It's going to be either 2%, you can't go over 2% unless you vote to override the tax cap by means of a local law.
And all the,
if you don't
want to, so we can't go over it, so 2%, and we're already there.
2% or the growth levy factor, whichever is less. Because they have that silly paragraph down there in their main, but I can show you.
But the growth lever factor should be increased more than 2%. The odds are
the comptroller sets the growth levy factor
based on,
because they have a
whatever is less or whatever is higher. You're saying if it's which one's,
I'd have to go, I have to pull my piece of paper out to actually read that paragraph to you.
It's whichever is less, it's
right,
either 2% or the rate of inflation,
whichever is less, because then there's some math that goes
on. It's intended to try to constrain your budget growth unless you make explicit actions to override that,
which would be the local law.
But the probability would be that, I mean, is it go with the, you know, like we went from 7% inflation to now I think it's like four something.
Yeah, but they're
like
saying whichever is less.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is so can we automatically assume that it's going to be the 4%? You know, and so it's going to go.
If it's
up.
Whichever is less, it's going to be the 2%.
It's going to be the 2%.
Oh,
right. The 2% is the statutory number that's not changing. It's the other one that varies with the inflation. Yeah.
So basically, we want to go over 2%.
We have to think all through this.
Yep.
Okay.
So do we want to agree to just see what we can have happen in the next couple of months and then resume this conversation?
And then
I mean, I
you
think,
see the difficulty we even have with the budget, you know, like in other I words, what the, we can do. So in other words, we're trying to figure out how we can work as partners and do this all together, yes, but then we have legal restraints.
I think if it comes down to petitioning, I think the petitioning should come back on the Historical Society only because
we're the ones that are advocating.
I'm not saying we can't help, but
that's what I thought. I thought I would do it. I said, no, that's not.
But the people advocating
yes.
to have it should probably be responsible for trying to get signatures if we want to do signatures.
So do we get per household? Voters?
I feel like it should be voters.
It should be voters.
To be fair. I mean, that's already the system that's established.
Right.
Shall I get you a list?
There's a voter roll that tells us how many people are eligible to vote. And so that's a number.
And it's a way to find people to ask.
Anyone but landowners.
The only thing that I see is that I'm confused with, of course, we're the village. We're only ruling for the village. However, does the town have, since the Historical Society is the town of does the town have any responsibility, but do they want to contribute?
I would think so. I mean, the problem is we own the building. The village does.
Because Ann Fuller gave it to you for us.
Right. So they're talking to us because we own the building, but it is, to me, it seems like the Historical Society should be a townwide thing.
It is
just
parish town.
Okay.
So how do we draw the town
yes.
into it?
If it could be spread through all the town residents, well, and we're talking about
a lot more
people that
are town residents.
That's true. Yeah.
And because it would be available to everybody. It wouldn't just be available to just the village residents. I mean, we're the ones that are paying for everything, but it's available to everybody in the town, and it would be the town's Historical Society. So,
well, if we put the pressure on the town by saying, for instance, they have to match whatever funding that we do, then if they say no, they're the ones that shot it down. In other words, the idea is
by that same 2% cap.
Yeah, right. You guys will work that all out.
We would be dividing it out amongst many more people here, a lot of many more taxpayers. So,
and I understand Head gave
the amount
building
would be
for
much
more.
Thing,
but at the same time, I wasn't part of that.
2,200.
Me neither. And I
personally wouldn't have wanted any of the properties that we have had I been a voting member at the time. I don't really want that lot on the street that we have.
I don't want it either. And but I was asked right. about it, and I told her what I thought.
Now we have it, and I'm like, great, we have a stone-filled lot that we can't really do anything with. And I don't know why they opted to take it, but they did, and now we have it.
No, I agree with you.
I agree.
I don't think the government should own more buildings than what they need to operate in, if that even.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I'm pretty.
All right, so where do we stand? In summary, who says what? Right. In other words, so in summary, you're going to get a petition that'll help us. Somehow we got to figure out how to address the town to get them to be part of this partnership,
which they should.
Yeah, so participate. Somebody's got to bring up at
the joint meeting. Yeah, is the joint meeting rescheduled or was it just canceled?
It's just canceled. We'll have it again in a
couple months.
August, it's quarterly September, now, September?
Right? Yeah, yeah, so we won't have supposed to have it
in June. So July, August, September. September.
We'll so the mayor's going to do an excellent selling job to the supervisor.
Oh boy, all right.
Which will back her up, or I'll be there for moral support.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, what is the population of the taxpayer in the town?
The whole town.
Yeah, like the or the number
population
of taxpayers. Or taxpayers, sorry. Like our taxpaying parcels.
About, taxpaying.
Because we're talking about the cost distribution, you know, and a slight increase.
As in the town tax collector, last year I sent out 1,414 bills. Some of those went to utility companies, which are paid directly to county, but I still have to track them.
Some of them are going to be vacant lots too, though.
And four of those parcels are county reforestation land. So that's another four to knock off. So,
and there's probably a number of vacant properties, right?
Probably
like farmland, things like that aren't.
Well, if there's an owner that goes through and county has it on their records, they get a tax bill.
Right, but one person could own 10 properties.
You're right.
Correct. So if somebody owns 10 properties, then that's not 10 voters.
I just meant as far as like the funds, you know, if we're increasing the taxes just a little bit.
I would think
it's not an astronomical amount. We would need to like
about that. Yeah.
So like 2,600 people, you figure probably like a quarter of them are really working taxpaying people. The rest of them are kids or whatever. So I don't know.
Retired people who serve on the village board.
I feel like, and we're not, if we spread out the, you know, trying to recover the repairs or whatever and maintenance, are we still working on that?
It's
or we're just trying
lot,
to
it's
just
probably not a lot of money
recovering just the annual cost of utilities and
we wanna
recurring maintenance.
Recover everything, if of course, if that's if they have the funding, but if they don't. So the goal is all the costs.
Okay.
But this can't go on forever.
Right.
So in other words, as I wanted to say, that we have to set a deadline, maybe our next village meeting, that we have to have a positive result from the petition. We have to have a positive result from the town being involved in it. And we have to have a positive result from Kevin that, you know, legally, mathematically, that it could be done. If we don't have those positives, I mean, I hate to say it bluntly, but then because we're going to even pay for another month's worth of whatever fees, the utilities and all that to the taxpayers' expense. But if we don't get those, then we have to look at other options. I mean, we can't just let this keep in the can down the road. So in other words, I mean, sounds rough, but that's the reality of it all.
Well, we just need to move with some speed, but I don't know that any kind of hard deadline is a good idea because so much of this is outside of everyone's control.
Just to, you know, get a petition done in a month is kind of hard.
Especially in the summer, people on vacation.
So then, are we willing to keep? I guess we're. I don't know what we're paying monthly, but we need electricity.
We'll discuss it every meeting.
We could keep getting updated and see where if they have the petition ready in a month, then great.
I guess if we're gonna go that way, I'd rather just see if people are willing to eat the money that we have into it already as a village and just give them the building, because then it's not our issue.
And have,
if they want
yeah,
the
that's
building,
what I, that's what
they,
I
if
understood.
They want the building and people are okay with taking that 40 grand we have into it and just saying this happened, it's gone, and now it's theirs. I'm fine with that too, but I just don't want to do that without public support.
But then the historical society will have to pay all. I mean, it'll be theirs.
I understand that, but they did ask for
the taxes.
But they did ask for it. I mean, I don't know.
And it was the intention of the person that gifted it to the village too. So we got to take that into account.
Give it to the historical society.
I know. I got to donate. I wonder that. But apparently that was his intention.
Probably because he had a better tax write-off.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Give it to government.
Oh, yeah.
He did it for the tax.
For his tax incentives. Yeah. He did that. But his.
He was the accountant.
Was that? Yeah.
In other words, I figured
his vision was.
It all comes down.
So, I mean, honoring that is also an important aspect, I think.
Oh, it was a vision more than a business political plan.
Yeah. So, well, his motivations. Well,
I don't know. I'm not going to touch somebody's motivation.
Yeah, it was still a gift. And
I just.
Well, I asked Ed.
It's a one unit building.
I've never met him. So I see the house went up. I'm attending now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Wow. It's not listed anymore.
Okay, I didn't know that.
What house did we do? Fuller House. That $1 million house.
It's pending
right now.
Oh, wow. That's good. All right. Gotcha.
You did what she wanted to do, and it messed us up again. Because it so her and her little.
No, we can't do that.
No. Because if it didn't sit empty as long as it did, none of those repairs would have been done.
Yeah, right. I just
but
don't
it's
think
her
there's.
Fault for not letting us go in there.
Right.
I just don't think there's anything we can do about it.
No, I think you're right.
I think we either try to sell the building or we get the public's, blessing to.
That's why I wanted to see the petitions to see what the public had to say. Because I know last time when it was out somebody posted on Facebook again that, that mayor's letting the people have that for nothing and blah, blah, blah. So I want to do everything above board and find out.
The Facebook stuff I wouldn't take too serious. Most of the people that are responding on Facebook aren't taking any time.
Well, this was just
the
person on this was a former trustee, and she was a trustee at the time running her jibs about it. So I just would like to have the public.
Yeah.
Right. Can we get a list of names?
Or? Yes, I will get that to you.
Okay. How do you want us to word this petition?
I think you guys should just advocate for supporting it in the building.
Yep.
That's why I think it's going you guys, because you guys are the ones that are passionate about the historical society and would be able to sell it to people more likely than
someone that's not involved. Do we have to sell it to them for a dollar?
Whatever. But I mean, sell the idea of it.
Right.
People that are passionate about it are going to have a better time getting people to sign a petition than.
But the condition,
someone that's not connected.
I don't know whether there should be a condition. If the property was given to them and they take responsibility, that then they don't decide, okay, we're going to sell it and we're going to move all our stuff. Well, I mean, but legally you could, in other words, if you die in 10
years. I mean,
why would we want it then want to sell it after it was a gift?
That can be a.
We can have it revert back to us.
The transaction can take care of that with restrictive covenants.
Right. I mean, we can take care of that.
The property already is under a restrictive covenant, isn't it? It cannot be a bank.
Right.
Right?
Why? Who put that in? KeyBank?
KeyBank put that.
No, I don't think
how long.
Maybe it can be a financial.
I'll have to take a look at that. I didn't think it did have that. But what does it have?
Our clerk checked that out.
Covenant restrictions.
Okay, good. Or whatever KeyBank had to use.
Whoops.
There was no such language to that effect. That nobody could find.
Good. This one was updated. That seemed to be the word on the street for many years.
Yes.
I think I have one more.
Sounds like that.
Contacted central office making. No such language
from last
good. Documentation.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. I like to, that's my understanding of what that was where it was left at that point. However, a prior mayor did try to get numerous information.
Do I just say 149?
149 and then 147.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Right. Did you not sign this for a reason?
And there's not much for part.
Let me see.
And it's a small lot, because I used to move the line of the church.
I had a paper clip issue.
One bit of a power.
No, I just missed that one. Yeah. Thanks.
All right, so I will call you, and I'll send you a copy of what I think, but I think you guys need to be doing that stuff. Only because, and then
I think the ball is still rolling.
Yes, we're
moving.
We'll help as much as we can, and I guess if that's too personal for people, I'm sorry.
The town's already met for this month.
Yes, they have.
Yes, last week.
They usually meet the third Thursday, but yeah.
There was a folder I didn't sign.
So, all right, so we'll just figure on that then. All right, then we're gonna move on to other business.
Yep. Oh, thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, you did the T&I, okay.
All right, so we did the old key bank. On the,
so we only have three this one.
All right, so I'm gonna go on with this. And I will say that the manhole covers are supposed to be done by the end of June.
Okay.
The guy that's doing it, he had a little minor surgery, but he's gonna get to it ASAP.
But he agreed just to do a portion.
Yeah, he's just doing three of them. All right, so then I'm going to back up. What?
Shakes going up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to back up a little bit because we skipped on this. I do want to, of course, say a big thank you to Mr. Darrell there for putting those flags up just in the nick of time. So thank you for that.
Well, now we got to think about the 4th of July ones. Yeah. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Also, another big thank you to Kathy Allardyce for her hard work and the beautification of the village with all the beautiful flowers. Thank you guys for that.
There's geraniums for Canfield Park. We just haven't gotten to them.
Ah, okay. All right. And then
a spot of red.
Cool. Thank you.
That'll
so much.
That'll be nice. Yeah.
That's great. Flowers really.
Thank you.
Really,
yeah, they and, are nice.
I'd really like to thank changed. The various people around the village who water them for us.
Okay. All right.
You know, you talk to the people who work nearby. Yeah. You know, Rosa takes care of the one in front of Passarella. Okay.
And awesome. I bring my jugs down when we haven't had rain for a couple of days and get them a drink first thing in the morning.
Thank
so.
You.
You're welcome.
Right, remember then, to deadhead the flowers.
Oh, oh boy, now come on, now don't push it. All right, and also a big thank you to Jim Burness for chopping that corner lot for us. I don't know what we're going to do the rest of the summer. Like we talked, that's supposed to be a parking lot. And then someone suggested putting a garden, and I wouldn't want to eat anything that was growing in that, and then you said that about the Japanese weed is growing there, so we have to be concerned with that.
It'll come right up through anything.
All
you,
right,
you put
so
over
what,
there.
Really? So, what do we do?
You dig it up,
you can keep digging it.
You have to just dig it all up, every last molecule.
All right, but that's I don't know. I know we really don't have the money this year to do anything with it, we really don't. You guys have
at any? A minimum, everyone who's been afflicted with this thing in their yard should just keep it mowed down so it doesn't make berries and then it only spreads by rhizomes and not.
We're probably gonna have to contract food. With somebody to keep it cleaned up. I don't know what else we could do.
All right,
Japanese. So
we could probably Japanese talk. We can probably talk to Sean.
It's the tall thing.
Okay. He's already doing the sewer treatment plant and
everything.
Thinks
it's pretty.
All right.
It's a freaking nightmare.
Elephant
is that
plant,
the
right?
Is that a
no?
I've someone called like it bamboo. American. I was talking to somebody about it. He called it American bamboo.
It looks like bamboo, but it's invasive.
It evolved to grow on the sides of volcanoes one. Through rock.
Okay.
it's a lot of fun when you're a kid growing up.
I've
with
tried
it.
To pull it up out of it. So.
Not so great.
Every last bit of the roots out of land, I like shovel to it.
Yeah.
So we're going to side us between our lawns.
Don't put it in the compost. Bag it and put it in your garbage.
That's probably where
all
I
right.
screwed up last
okay.
time. Too.
The DEC tells you to right. bag it and put
yeah.
it in your garbage.
And you gotta okay. get it before this. So the I mean, I'm guessing the purple things are the seeds.
Yeah, the
so
birds
you gotta kinda
will
get
eat
it
those,
before the
and it'll spread everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I also wanted to say the Memorial Day Parade was a big success. You and everyone rallying together to make it happen. And thank you to everybody that did it. I want to give Julie Holland a special thank you because she let me ride around in her convertible. So that was my
awesome. How long has it been since you've been in a convertible?
Oh gosh. That'd be telling my age. And then the cleanup day was well received. We filled 5 dumpsters with the help from John Dunham and volunteers from the town, Jim Burness, and then there was 2 paid town employees, George Horning and Nate Metcalf. And we had help from the village board also. Community garage sale went well. And then I think next year there's talk about switching it from Memorial Day because people are just too busy on Memorial Day. So we're going to look into maybe having it a couple weeks before or after. And I think that's all the news there. All righty. So I have that. I'm moving on to New York class and I have the application. I'll finish filling that out and we can get that done. Because I haven't heard anything from them, from Pathfinder Bank.
Okay. I may interject at this moment.
All right.
I think you have some information on that line.
All right.
May 30th, it was the time to renew that one CD that we do with the future, whatever one for 5K, ending 1807 account number.
Right.
I did move the 5,000 into there.
Okay.
So it's right now it's for a 1-year CD. However, the bank, Joe Luin, informed me that Brent Friners currently has a 9-month CD at a 4.5% rate. And I asked her, well, how long is that going to last? She goes, until they kind of don't tell them when they're killing it, the program. So,
well, they've got plans to.
Right. Well, anyway,
because pay interest on X amount of funds.
Yeah. Right. Because I have, well, I said, well, I can't not because I said, well, she thought I was closing it out permanently. No. I'm just adding to it for right now. And then she just said, well, we have a 9-month CD at 4.5% interest. If the board so desires and directs me to do so, to open up that 9-month CD, taking that one particular 1-year CD, moving it into a 9-month CD, you would be closing out the 1 month. Yes, you would get a penalty for early withdrawal, which anticipation wise would be more than made up by the increased interest rate. Mm-hmm. So that's what I have to offer for that line of thinking for that one CD.
Now, CD rates.
Which CD is this?
That's the 1807.
Whose money is it?
It's our future community infrastructure upgrade account.
Okay. Right. Like capital reserve type fees.
No, I just today just opened with Empower a CD for 90 days with 6% APR.
Oh, kidding.
I'm trying to get rid of ones like that.
So just,
is there a minimum you have to put in that?
Nope. No, $500 is the minimum.
Yeah.
Really? So,
and they give you that.
It's AP, it's like 5.8. So, I mean, what I was doing is just like I was floating like the monies I get in. I figured I don't need to spend it for 90 days. So, throw that in. And I'm planning every 2 weeks to just keep doing it while the rate's high. And then, then like 90 days from now, every 2 weeks,
he's going to be Ross Perot before we know.
Well, you guys decide what you want to do. Don't worry, we have that library CD that comes up due in September.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys decide what you would like to do.
9 months is where in our fiscal year if we do it now?
Let's see. We are in June right now, so we're just getting started. Right. So if I transfer it in June, so it would be June to July to August, September, or summer. March. March of next year, theoretically, would be the end of your 9 months. Will the program still be around then? Don't know.
Right.
But then we have 9 months.
I like the idea of locking in for less than a year, because if things get volatile, then we have more flexibility because the money will come out of that sooner.
Yeah. I mean, wait. So the question is whether we're going to take it out of the CD and put it to NICLAS and pay the early fee or whatever.
They ding you a little on the interest.
I mean,
you don't lose principal.
We would just make less money on it. Keeping it with Pathfinder, just moving it over to a 9-month CD instead of a 1-month.
Okay. And what's the rate on the 9-month CD?
She said the program is going at 4.5% right now.
Okay.
All right. So is that APR for the year, or is that the?
She just said 4.5%. So I don't know what the APR would be for the year, but she said.
Because since it's 9 months.
That's what Jim said. That they're competing with NICLAS now, and they raised their rates, which is good. But
that information is valid as of May 31st. So that's when I transferred Nancy at the end of fiscal year.
I mean, are we still going to move some funds to NICLAS? Like, I feel like diversifying is a good idea, because who knows how long they're going to keep these competitive rates going. And it'd be nice to have some at NICLAS and some there, and then get more interest in both. But I think absolutely one way or the other, we need to move it out of the low yield bearing CD account.
Well, we don't have a highway department.
Oh, that's
fine. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I agree.
We're just contributing.
The thing is, yeah. Just, really, whatever is right, the percentage is not going to be that much difference on a short term. So,
I class, I think it's like 4.6. Yeah. So they're pretty close at this point in time as far as the APR.
I like the idea. Do we need a motion?
Well, yeah, we need to decide where it's going to be put.
Yeah, because we made a motion a couple months ago.
Can we move? What about the other?
I guess I'd like to hear what's the easiest and most convenient you know, and that as far as bookkeeping and doing your job.
For me, it's just a matter of, it's still going to be in the accounting program. It's just me changing it to a new account number. And when I report it at the end of the fiscal year, as it
so next either, year. Either one has no effect on.
Right. It's just a matter of.
Okay. So which one is the.
Where I.
So the debate is whether to diversify or not.
Well, because we have the permanent fund too. That was the one that we can't draw from at all.
Right.
Well, the shared account library, but we were going to move it to a better. I mean, right now it's not getting us much interest, but if we move, how about we move that 122 to the CD that gets us the 4.5 and then move the smaller amount that we can do something well, with.
This one doesn't come through until September.
So we could move.
You have. We'd have
to that one in September.
Yeah.
So we'll move that in September, and maybe we can move 60. So which one are you're saying? I see a 60 day.
This one's the 90. This is the 90. This one is the one that we would move to 90.
I used to be a mailman.
To a 90. Okay. The 35.
Right. Yeah. This is the 1 year CD. This is. Yeah. We only have 2 1 year. This is a 60 day CD, which is the one I was thinking of originally moving over.
When's that one up? So maybe we can move the 60 days to the night class.
Hang on, let me see.
And then they'll at least set up an account and get it there, because that's the one that's a little less than 11,000. That way we're not moving a ton of money out of Pathfinder, creating any type of issue for Kevin here.
Which I wish I could have seen.
60
from.
Days. So the 60 day CD matured June 3rd. So June to July to August. Roughly August would be a new maturity date.
So that one. And then the other one's not up till September, you said, right?
Right.
They would get. Okay. So we kind of just have to decide which one. I feel like we should absolutely.
So, Gordon, let's make a motion all inclusive.
Yes.
Okay. So,
hey, guys, motion on the table.
Well, wait. First, I just want to get to show. Okay, wait. So we have an $11,000 one and a $35,000 one. Now we could move one to the. I mean, we're going to try to move the big fund too, but that's a separate issue. So we could try to move the $35,000 to the 9 month CD at 4.5, same bank. It'd be there. Then $11,000 to night class.
What's night class at?
What's their about 4.6? So they're closing interest, but well, yeah.
Does it make sense to make two different places or
diversifying? Because then that rate drops, and then we're going to start all over and doing the resolution and then going through the whole process. If we set up the account now, it's open, and then we could, you know, shift things around depending on the rates. You know, every time a CD expires, if the rates, you know, by the time the one expires, the next one could be half that interest, and then NYCLASH could still be holding strong. So then we would just move the money over at that point. So it makes sense to have, you know, some money here, some money there. It's just a matter of which one we want to move where. So the one that's due sooner is actually $11,000. Okay. And since maybe that'll speed it up, we'll get the account started. We'll move that $11,000 to the 9 class, and then put the 35, pay the penalty through there or whatever, because it's the same. So they deal with that themselves. Rather than a complete withdrawal, I'm assuming the penalty is probably worse. And then move that to the 4.5
CD. Take the penalty right out
so what's the penalty for? Because it's already in a CD.
But it's in a different CD. That's
so you have to close it out and start another one.
To transfer it to the 9 month. Right. Yeah. So and that just comes from the interest apparently or whatever instead of from the principal, which would probably be better on the municipal balance sheet end of things. So I make a motion, we move the 60-day CD when it expires at the end of August, that is $10,931.05, to the night class account that we will be opening soon. And that we move the $35,402.40 from the, what was the term? One-year CD, with a slight interest penalty to a nine-month CD with a much higher interest at Pathfinder Bank.
Moving or converting?
Converting.
Okay.
I mean, however they have to do it however they call it. Transferring it to give us more interest. $35,402.40.
And what's the interest?
On that CD is 4.5%. 4.5%.
And right now it's probably getting less than 1%.
Whatever's on that bank statement.
Something criminally small.
What was that again? 4.5, just 4.5 basically?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a second for that motion?
I'll second.
Okay. I mean, we're talking about, yeah, that's fine. We're talking about like $190 overall. Either way, I don't think it's
well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying it's nothing, but I don't think it's.
We stayed here for 5 minutes.
We made
$200. Well, yeah, but then it rolls over back into the same one unless we change it. So then it'll, you know, we'll be getting that every 9 months.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
To affect that transfer, I do. Will she specify that I would need to have a copy of the minutes reflecting such?
Yes, I got a ton of stuff to do with that. I'm going to do something else real quick, and then we have Tom has joined us. So we'll go back to the Camden Group report. Okay, last year we advertised for someone to come and fix our door. We got no responses. So I'd like someone to motion or give me approval or okay so that I can advertise for it again. See what happened. They used the wrong kind of paint.
Oh,
the front door, the entry, because it does look bad.
It does look bad. Yeah.
So that's, I'd like to put it in the paper and see if somebody responds this time.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. Okay. I make a motion when we advertise in the Queen Central to get the front door fixed. What is it exactly? It just needs strip and paint?
Yeah.
Done, you know, with the correct kind of paint.
Yes.
There's something specific about the door.
Yeah. Oil paint. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Oh, so the interest was 0.21% is what it's getting right now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
0.21. Yeah, right. We're going to go from 0.21 to 4.5%.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
That's a win.
All righty. Hi, Tom. And thanks for rescuing me earlier.
There I go. How are you guys doing? Hey, sorry I'm late, but I was actually playing virtual reality poker.
Oh.
And I thought the meeting was at 7, but that's my fault. Listen up. I actually Ken was in Maine, and he was driving a dirt bike, and he got in a little fall action and broke his leg in two places.
Oh.
Right now, he's driving back in the back of his Bronco with pillows and stuff to get back to Ken. He'll be off his feet for 6 weeks, they're saying. So.
That's Ken, you said?
That's Ken, yeah.
Oh, well, wish him a speedy recovery for us.
Well, dirt bike. You know when you're, I don't know, your second childhood and you want to ride the.
Another job well done.
We're doing good at the plant. We got aqua down there and we cleaned out the effluent chain and so far so good. What I would like to compare the effluent to, which I do, you know, I always call Minetto Clear because Minetto is such a big plant. The effluent is like drinking water, and we've been hitting that Minetto Clear last week, which is really good. But we also haven't had a lot of rain, so I guess it's give and take. Yesterday we got out and we mowed a brush hog all the way down to the outfall, so that is accessible now. The DEC wanted that done, and it's done, so we did good at that. Good than that, I think we're good. We got anything coming up? The engineer contacted me. I'll be going back tomorrow. He's asking some questions about the electrical and stuff like that for the future project. So we'll answer those questions and get all taken care of. It looks like we're moving slowly ahead, you know, but. You know, every little bit helps. It's going to be some time, but as long as we're moving forward, it's one step at a time. And hopefully in about, I don't know, 4 years, maybe 3 years, we'll have a new plant and we'll be one with the universe, so to speak. And Ken might be able to walk.
All right. Well, thank you. Jack,
did you get reports from since you said she
sent them? Yep, I sure did. If I said thanks for...
All right, good. Any questions?
Anybody have any questions?
No. No, I'm good. Good. No.
All right.
No, good. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, we just need a motion.
Okay. Can I make a motion? We accept the Camden report.
Okay.
One second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Michael Byrne also joined the session.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
iPhone keeps appearing.
Yeah, you might want to shut yourself off.
Hello.
you're the main screen still.
All
looks
right.
Like he's floating. What is he doing?
Okay, moving right along.
Okay, so now this is important for us tonight to adopt this bond council for the water project funding application. And they gave it back to us with a water amount here. It looks like this.
Just out of curiosity, is there any interest from the town soon? Are they still going after water at all? Or is it just that?
I think they don't want to bring it up just yet because of all the trouble that has done it.
I just don't understand. I know how the vote went for the funding, but everyone I talk to wants water. So I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a necessary thing for the development of a community.
See, the village.
All right, anyway,
the village didn't require a vote, but if we go through the town, they have to have a vote.
Because the powers of the village are different from the powers of the town.
But the dynamics are different now with town than they were.
Yes, they are.
So I don't know that we'd have the same issues that we had before. And that's just become clear just by going back and reading the minutes from the project. It seems like things are not the same as they were. So I don't know if it'd be the same issues. But I haven't heard anybody really bring it up or talk about it for the town, so I don't know.
Financially, it would be easier if we could get the town back on board, but then we'd run the risk. And apparently they were on board at one point in time.
I want water, but at the same time, I'm like, to have that whole thing on the village again when we already have the sewer, which is like every time I get my sewer bill, I want to
go for something to happen. I know.
Just in time. But
careful, he'll be back.
Nobody likes getting the sewer bill.
No, they don't. They don't.
It's just part of what it is. Like I said, I wasn't here when they made the decisions, but now we're
looking. Yeah. I think part of the problem with if we were to switch now would probably be the grant stuff that they're working on, that Ian's working on everything. That might change.
Let me ask this then. Would us getting water in the village make it easier?
Because we have to go through the town.
So it could be like a stepping stone.
Yeah.
So if we put sewer in, we're going to size it to be big enough for the town.
So are you talking about water?
If we put in water, water main, is it going to be big enough to feed the whole town?
No, they'll have to have their own water tower.
So we'll have to add additional.
Yeah. I mean, the plan is to tie into Aqua, right?
Yeah.
But those main lines.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we don't put a big enough main in to expand to the town,
it's then determined by the size of the Aqua line.
That would become their issue.
I'm assuming the main's that probably going to be
right, but then it wouldn't be a stepping stone.
But that's what you have water.
It'd actually probably be
it. Pump water all night.
Yeah. Well, because we'd still get them here. It's water just as far as connecting everybody else into town, they'd have to build another water tower and then those new pipes.
Right.
Perhaps,
you know.
Yeah, because we're still paying for them to bring it from Hastings all the way to Parrish. So all that cost we're waiting up. So I mean, at that point, maybe we could recover some of that cost that we're taking if it's not fully recovered by the grant from the town.
When towns add water districts, you know, I was a newspaper reporter for some towns where they're adding additional districts. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're up to water district 5 now in Scriba. Everything's prorated. The people in the new water district, they have to vote to create this water district.
Yeah.
But the cost is of the infrastructure that's supporting this new district is prorated.
Okay, they just
back and charged to them. They pick up their share.
Okay.
Of the stuff. And anyway, I assume it would work that way with the town accessing the power, the water main that we paid for.
They would just work it all out in the
bill. Yeah, I think that's how.
Okay, cool.
You get some goofy maps when people start adding on. I was just looking at the town my brother moved into in Tennessee. If you look at the town lines, every main road, the town stretches way out because they added districts and everything, just added them into the city instead of making it's a district.
Just, it's just easier to keep the
city. Yeah. You see the city's like a circle, and then it'll just have long strips sticking out and go down the main road. It's just that one road.
It's where the water is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys want to vote on this, or what do you want to do?
I mean, is everyone
No, we're voting on the budget or what the
amount. Okay. They finally actually got solid numbers.
Yeah,
together, for the grant application and everything to break it down.
Did you get a copy of it?
Right here.
A lot of that, yeah. Yes.
I got my
and then there's a copy it. Like there. Not everybody got it, but we need to vote on that and get it sent in tomorrow.
And it might be less because there's $1,005,000 in the contingency, 10% contingency in case things end up costing more, etc. So maybe we'll get lucky and it will be.
The first three times I looked at this, I read 12,000. I was just saying, that's real cheap.
Yeah, I know.
That's real cheap.
Yeah, Gordon corrected me already.
So the project total for just the village is still more than the initial proposal.
Yeah, it is.
Inflation, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm sure everything's gone up.
Yeah.
But.
This time let's actually submit an application.
So this doesn't commit us to anything, right? It just to pay them to pursue it.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
Well, this is
it commits us to paying them to pursue it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But so what's the initial
submitting the grant?
What's our actual initial cost like right now?
Nothing right at the moment.
Nothing.
Just the engine.
I guess what I'm asking is if it doesn't go through for some reason, what would our cost be that we'd be losing?
Just what we paid the engineer.
What we paid so far for the engineer, essentially. Yeah. I mean, okay.
Because
the sewers
the engineers and the lawyers and the grant writers.
Yes, and the bond council people.
Whether we get money or not.
Right. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Which is the thing that the town is billing us for the water district one.
Yeah.
Failed when they decided to not apply for federal money.
Oh, well, we're paying for that.
Let's not get into
that. That's a whole other discussion. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I've been through many.
So that's why the taxes went up. Okay.
And what they created is that water district.
Gotcha. A big mess. I just think all the meetings and time.
Because they don't want to spread it to everyone. They're only charging it for people who have got water.
Really?
Huh.
Okay. My understanding of the law was the town, on the behalf of everyone in the town, decides that water is a good idea and we're going to do this, and the town bears the entire cost until the project is funded. If it's not funded, the entire town bears the cost.
So
I may be wrong, but I believe
Last time around, that you're saying that that we're paying that bill now. That
what should happen is you apply to the agencies for funding, and they say, we're going to give you this much, and this much. And then what they do is they figure out what they're going to have to charge everybody, because your funding is based to get your EDU, get your EDU down to the level because of the income of your community. And they try to fund it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know. And then after the feds tell us, okay, we're giving you X amount of money so you can get to a $585 a year EDU. Then you go to vote. Then the people vote because they know how much it's going to cost. I've never seen any other water district done any other way than that.
Okay.
All right.
I got a thumbs up from iPhone Man. Yeah, that's how you do a water district, right?
All right, well,
that whole water project was done basically by 1%. So it's not like this. That wasn't, what I understand, how it really kind of worked.
So the town cycle there, and I didn't realize that we were paying for the
cost. It wasn't on the taxes this year, was it?
No.
Yeah,
it was a two-year thing.
Yeah,
it was not too consecutive. It was like the first year that came out was like $49.50 for that was bills incurred by Supervisor Phillips. And then there was another year gap, and now that first $49 or $49.50 on your tax bill covered on your town tax bill, covered bills that had been incurred up to date X.
Yeah, and then
anything incurred date X through date Z was the second set of taxes.
But we're done. We're done paying for it.
As far as I know.
Okay. We'll see.
Well, I do not set the tax bracket. Does not set the tax bills. He just.
Yeah, I know.
So you're saying my taxes still go back like down a little.
But unless, well, the water thing wasn't. But unless the town has incurred other expenses related to the depot water project from their end. I'm guessing
we're always responsible for the
we went through a funding cycle where we did apply.
Shouldn't that be the homeowners?
And the costs that were incurred by the village, didn't Patty Ritchie cover us for?
Yeah, that's weird. That's like,
I think back in the day, we got a grant from State Senator Patty Ritchie to cover
from OCW
the cost of the engineering, our engineering.
Oh, I didn't know that. No kidding. No,
And we submitted. I ran a
that we have across 81.
A survey of the proposed district to see how many people might be in favor of it. You know, you rip the thing in half and you mail it back. It's all pre-addressed and stamped and everything.
It's probably
like we had an over 50% response rate because I kept the form incredibly simple. And only one town board member ripped the identifying marks off it, so I wouldn't know who was voting yes or no.
Gosh,
but he failed in that. I know who did it.
Oh, anyway, all right. Well, what do you guys want to do with this?
All right. So I make a motion that we accept the resolution to adopt bond council for the water project funding application.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Well,
I'm not for it.
I know, yeah.
You're not for it? No, for the water?
No, because he spent a lot of money on his water stuff.
Yeah. I'm at that.
I understand. But I know. Yeah, I have no, the water. I have the water myself. It's honestly a big part of it's the fire aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because my insurance here is atrociously expensive. And I also spend a lot of money in treatment. And that'd be nice to get rid of. My homeowner's insurance is more than twice what it was when I lived in Syracuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I knew it was expensive. Area. I didn't know that. That's, I pay almost as much as my buddy that's got a much nicer, bigger house. It's worth a lot more.
Well, so everyone, I know we don't have a lot of money here, but I'm like, man, it's like one of the most expensive places I've lived. It really is.
All right. Okay. So
the community be safer. And there are a lot of people who don't have water. So on behalf
a lot.
Of
yep, there is a lot.
I mean, especially coming up the drought. And that too. Yeah. I just had to replace all the filters. I was down in the basement for an hour and a half, but put new filters. Oh, so much iron in the water.
And also it might crazy. Encourage more building and people don't have to put a well
in. Are you south more money?
Are you south of Main Street?
I'm right next to Kevin up the road.
Oh, okay.
All right. So moving right along. I'm gonna
okay.
All right, just like Kevin needs the minutes for this meeting for his thing, I need a motion. Okay, we have a safe deposit box in Pulaski. And I need you guys to say that we can, I want to make sure I'm giving you the correct wording. We need a motion to authorize the removal of Jacqueline Lauer, Evelyn Stemmelschuk, and Catherine Perkins off this safe deposit box. And I'd like to put myself and Marinella on the list of people to be able to access this box. I have no idea what's in it. We pay $80 a year. You have any idea what's in there?
No, because I'm not on the.
Because I'm thinking.
Let's hope it's a gold bar. That sounds
really cool.
Yeah.
And they won't. I've made several trips over there. They won't let me touch it until I get the authorization from the board that I can.
I'd like to make a motion that the aforementioned people by the mayor be removed from the list of people authorized to access the safe deposit box and adding the mayor and the village clerk.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. I second that motion.
Okay,
3-2. The game should be filled in by
Aye. Okay, thanks, guys.
And if it's something valuable in there,
I want the mayor to tell us what was in there.
I will tell you. Who seconded that, you guys? I'm sorry.
Probably.
Who seconded
Gordon.
That?
Gordon.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Okay. All right. So I think that's about it. The dates to remember is our board meeting next month at 6:00. We're having another CART meeting at 6:00 on the 12th of July, and then an old home day on August 5th.
I've got one last thing.
All right.
I noticed a car plugged into the
electric
thing the other day. Okay. So what are we charging them?
50 cents a kilowatt hour.
Okay. I like it.
That's what the guy suggested. So and I know nothing about it. So
presumably that's probably what the market rate is going. I don't drive an EV.
I had what you guys suggested. So I sent an email to the people that put it in there and I'm saying, well, what do you suggest?
Yeah.
If you can afford it, it's absolutely
more than what we're paying for the kilowatt hours.
Let's make a little bit off the top.
Yes, sir.
So maybe we made a
bucket. Okay, Kevin has a couple items.
It's kind of important. Sure. It being the end of the fiscal year, and in order for me to proceed on, I need authorization. The usual stuff, the annual. I need permission to zero out, or can allow me zero out the negative numbers on your expenditure list for general and sewer fund in preparation for filing the annual report with the state of New York via online this year. I have no idea how that's going to go.
What could go wrong?
Don't ever say that.
I got three of them. Don't even.
I'd like to make a motion. We have authorized the village treasurer to, as needed, zero out the lines.
Yeah, I have to bring them to zero because the state
wants it. And the other procedures that are required to file the report with the state.
Okay.
The big one being zeroing out.
Feels like all the times. I think I've made this motion before.
And a second for that?
And
I second that motion.
On favor?
I got to zero it out on the budget.
Okay.
But when you change the line, where does it come from or go?
I do budgetary journals as part of the closeout process to shift the monies around and go from there.
We're basically authorizing Kevin to juggle the books.
So we're just
moving juggle the money around.
I got
everything.
Okay.
It's like when you don't pay your cable bill.
It's like when you don't pay your cable bill.
How did you too early?
Well, actually, I will. The other thing I just need to point out, with the exception of the sewer fund, you know, it's kind of a bad judgment per call on my part. If you look in the general fund, you notice that it goes like 216, 217, 218, then number one. Yes. That's when I reset my counter. In retrospect, I probably should have reset it in May, even though I was writing checks in May for those couple of things. So that's why it looks 1, 2, 3, 4,
that,
that, that, that, that, 2, 6,
I wrote down that, yeah.
Okay, and then one other quick question. Yes. That $10,000 bill we got for that, did we get money back or weren't we given money for that?
We got a $5,000 NYSERDA grant,
okay,
which is in code 8510.41 on our shows on your expenditure line.
Okay.
Basically, that line is going to go like
ground
in the hole.
Okay. All right. Okay. All righty. Now we can take the monies we're going to get from the charging station and put that on that bill. How does that work?
That is a good question.
I just wonder how are we going to cover that $5,000 deficit.
That's going to be this fiscal year. Theoretically, I could apply the revenue against that, because when we got the NYSERDA grant, if you look on the expenditure line, you'll see a negative $5,000. That was the NYSERDA grant coming in.
Okay.
Which made the balance $10,000 because we put $5,000 in it, which is our savings account at the bank. So that $5,000 went out. So you have still should have $5,000 left once we pay this bill this fiscal year. I think that's a good idea because it is the community infrastructure upgrade that we're drawing from as inbound revenue, so it would show up as a negative number on your expenditure sheet, and then if there's something that needs to be like some idiot decides to whack the bollards off because he got stupid, then you have that's my best answer for this minute.
All right. All right. Carry on with your second proposal, whatever you want.
The clarification of why you've got funky numbers on your.
Okay. Ah, okay. All right.
That was actually the A fund and the TNA fund. So
Okay.
Basically, was when it jumps to one, I reset the counter. It's basically what I did.
All right.
I figured it was something like that, being fiscal year and then all. Cool. All right. Okay, so payment of bills were around. Okay. So I make a motion that we accept the general fund vouchers number 1 through 25 and number 216 through 218 for a total of $32,873.71.
I second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
I make a motion that we accept the sewer fund vouchers 1 through 15.
Yeah, that one I didn't need to reset the counter without anything other.
I was looking for an okay, for a total amount of $39,506.26.
Second.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I make a motion we accept the TNA fund vouchers number 1 through 9 and number 147 to 149 in the amount of $2,714.69.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
What was the amount of that TNA fund?
$2,714.69.
Okay. All right. All right. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right.
Ken says thank you for the well wishes, you guys. He's
yeah.
Okay. You're welcome.
Jackie, but he says thank you for your concern. And like I say, 6 weeks is a long time to stay off that ankle.
Yeah, it's the time of year.
Oh, I know, in the summer. Oh, summer bad for him.
That'll teach him.
Yeah, no more.
All right, you got
dirt bikes. No more dirt bikes. Stick to the four-wheeler. It's a little easier. A little safer.
Okay.
I got to run.
All right, you're going. Good night. Thanks for coming.
Kelly had given this to me. Give you a copy of the article. Right. Sure. It's just the
gallon.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
All right, so as soon as we get these typed up, I'll get one to you and one for me. I'm not going back up there unless I have what I need.
Well, welcome to the team.
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so I can make it back.
Yes. Yeah, one stays with us, one, and one invoice goes out with the check.
To
them.
There you are.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Already got cards and everything. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.